When did you leave Canada?
So I left Canada beginning of January.
And where was your first stop?
So first stop was Thailand, and then I spent a month there. And it was actually in Thailand that I started kind of hearing about this thing called the coronavirus, except it didn't seem that serious. It was kind of every piece of information I was getting was usually from, like, social media. And social media tends to kind of, like, you know, make light of things. And so I was kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever, it's just like flu, that's fine. And then I did my month in Thailand, and it was at the end of January that people who were teaching in China started having to go home, even though their plans were to stay for a few months. But I was like, okay, like, it's getting a little bit more serious. And then in February, I did Cambodia. Cambodia was interesting because, like, you're starting to learn more and more about the coronavirus. Then finally in Vietnam, it was to the point where I was just like, I need to get somewhere safer than Vietnam because things started to get way more serious.
Okay, so, like, what did you see in Vietnam that triggered you to be like, this is for real?
So I was staying in hostels. And a lot of the hostels will actually, like, have quote-unquote, like, family dinners or kind of events where a lot of the backpackers are able to get together. And usually they're outside right in front of the hostel in the streets, except those events were either moved to somewhere more private or they were just completely canceled because the locals didn't want tourists gathering in the street. And it was mostly the information coming from home that made myself and the person I was traveling with kind of go like, okay, like, we should probably start getting home. Just information like Canada completely shutting down, like, in Vietnam, that wasn't happening at all. Same with Cambodia, like, nowhere else that we were was treating it that seriously. And so then it was kind of like the toss-up of, like, where should I go? Like, should I go home? Should I try and continue my travels? And I ended up having to go to Australia.
And you've been in Australia for how long now?
So now I've been in Australia for about 2 weeks, and I'm probably here for a little longer.
Australia, was that the initial plan, or is this sort of like a detour you called when you were in Vietnam?
So Australia was the initial plan, but it was supposed to be like for the month of April, because luckily I have my best friend is staying here with her family. And so I was like, okay, I can go and I can stay. The reason I chose to go to Australia and not back home to Canada, even with Justin Trudeau saying all Canadians should come home, is, first of all, there were no flights from Vietnam direct to Canada, and that was the most important thing, because I didn't want to have to go to an airport, possibly pick it up, and then bring that home. So then I was like, you know what, I might have a better chance actually getting a direct flight from possibly Australia. And at the time, I was just like, I could probably just have a layover in the States, except now that the States, things are going crazy there. I made the decision, like, I think it's actually safer for not only, like, myself, but, like, other people in Canada, if that makes sense, for me to actually stay here, because I would have had to stop somewhere.
So what are your parents, you know, what are they saying? Are they concerned about you? What's coming from home?
Yes, they are concerned. They are so much happier now that I'm in Australia. The ultimate thing was I didn't want to be stuck in Vietnam during all of this. So while I was in Vietnam, they were pretty concerned, and they were kind of like, you know, you should be figuring out somewhere safer where you can go. And Australia was the safest option. Now that I'm here, they're constantly updating me on what's going on, like, at home and what's going on in Canada, which is so interesting because you guys are in, like, full shutdown mode. And here in Australia, that's not the case.
Is that sort of scary at all? Do you have any fears, or, you know, maybe running out of money, even though, like, you are with your family? Like, what's that sort of all about?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is, like, prescription medications right now. I only brought, like, a certain amount of medication for like 5 months that I was supposed to be. And now that it's like, okay, I might actually be staying for longer, one of the medications I'm taking, they can't prescribe it in Australia. So that's kind of causing stress. But honestly, in my opinion, I'm like, people are dying. People are becoming so sick. It's still a big deal. However, it's not the biggest deal. I'm really fortunate in the fact where I'm not from Italy, and I'm not possibly going to become homeless. I don't have a family member, immediate family member, or anyone I know who's sick. So it's kind of just like reminding myself of those things, that there are people who are worse off.
What city or town in Australia are you in right now? Are you in Sydney? I don't know any other one.
No. So So I am an hour and a bit outside of Sydney. So I'm in a little town in the Blue Mountains. It's absolutely beautiful, and it is actually really good because it's not nearly as crowded as Sydney. One thing that I am noticing, especially like in Australia and even in Vietnam a little bit, once they hear you and they realize that you're not from Australia, the first question now is, how long have you been here? Where in past countries I've visited, it's like, oh, where are you from? And I've never been scared to actually like tell the truth. So for example, my friend and I were out walking the dog because I'm practicing like self-isolation, and a neighbor randomly came over and she was across the street and she was just like, oh, you know, she started talking, but I started talking. She was just like, whoa, how long have you been here? And it was like that immediate like judgment. I've never been put in that situation where I'm scared to tell the truth. That makes sense.